to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
He wish he could be here. He just in misery. He just wish he could be. I received some. I was on Facebook, saw Yvonne celebrating her birthday on the island and stuff. So everything's going good there. She should be back pretty soon. I don't know if she's back yet, but she should be on the way back. But the pastor just wanted me to let you know that his thoughts and everything is here. That's the main thing. Sometimes we get truths, new truths, and like I said, you looked at it all the time, but you didn't see it. And some of us had it, but just wouldn't share it. You know, Alan Jackson, he had it. He didn't tell me about it. Miss Elizabeth, she kept her mouth shut, so she wasn't sharing anything. but thank God, I finally got it. I finally got it that it's been there all the time, but I just didn't see it. Well, shall we pray? Gracious Father in heaven, we just ask for your spirit to be with us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 16, and I have chosen you, that whatsoever you should ask in the Father, in my name, he may give it to you. The title of the sermon is, In Jesus' Name. We use it so often sometimes. We start out a prayer, Father, in Jesus' name, we list a whole bunch of things, and then when we close the prayer, it's in Jesus' name, because we're trying to do what? Get the prayer through. And we think if we tack that on, in Jesus' name, it get answered. Well, I've been doing some of that, and a lot of prayers didn't get through. And it says here that whatever you shall ask. But it just, you know, some of it just didn't get through. And I was just wondering why. You know, some prayers might get through and some don't. And this depends on the situation. You know, I remember I was at the hospital up there, and my leg was all swollen up. Had four doctors looking at me, and three of them said, cut the leg off. And one was saying, no, let's hold off, let's wait. And so I was talking to the Pastor Ramey at that time, and I said, I think I need special prayer. Well, okay, I could come back tomorrow. No, this got to go on now. It's certain circumstances that it's just obvious that I've reached the last. You know, I'm at the bottom of the barrel here now. They're talking about cutting the leg off and everything else. You know, I'm at wit's end now. And so I just needed a dedicated prayer at that time, an anointment and everything. And you find yourself there because you have no place else to go. And then sometimes we just ask for stuff just to be asking. And we wonder why he doesn't give it to us. Like I said, God is willing to answer all prayer. Amen? In spite of him running this whole universe, keeping everything floating around and the stars and the various planets and all what's going on in heaven and the other worlds as well. But your prayers are so special that it's just like you're the only one he's listening to. And that's how God is. He seems like he just thinks you're the only one. John 14, 12 to 14, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If ye ask of anything, I will do it." That who would be glorified? And I think sometimes we forget that. It's so selfish sometimes, you know. I want. And it's just all about you. And we ought to be, we're in the business of serving, amen? What about giving? Sharing some things every once in a while. No, it's all mine. And God, I think the angels get weary. All those senseless prayers that's offered up, and it has no basis at all. Then, you know, I guess they said, "Oh my, can't you do something? Turn the volume down or do something," because God said, "I get weary of them." It's just selfish prayers, and then we try to tack on in Jesus' name. Really, what it's talking about when you pray that prayer in Jesus' name, that you are taking on the spirit and the character of Christ. Now that makes a big difference. Now, if I'm taking on his nature and his character, I'm not selfish. I come to serve. I'm willing to help people. It's a different prayer. And I think that's where we have to be. Something we have to be in this prayer, that when we tack on in Jesus' name. Jesus got a little upset with his disciples in John 16. "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father's name, he will give it. Howbeit that ye have asked nothing in my name, and ye shall receive, that your joys might be fulfilled." He's a little bit upset. He said, "Look, I got all this stuff I want to give out, but you ain't asked nothing, especially in my name." It's like we're pretending the third commandment is, "Thou shalt not" what? "Take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." That's what we're doing. We're pretending to be Christ, but we're not. And when we say in Jesus' name, that's what we're saying, that I have the character, I have the spirit of Christ, and that's what I am. But when we're not, and then we just tack it on at the end of a prayer or at the beginning, we're just pretending. And then the prayer doesn't get through. I want to imprint this so much that every time you pray, you're going to be thinking, am I right? You know, because that's what I'm doing now, that, you know, if I say a prayer, you know, and I put that on, that I got to make sure that, am I pretending or do I have it right? We ask, what are some of the benefits of in Jesus' name? What things can we do or what things we cannot do? I'm reminded of the story of Enoch. He imitated God so much. What happened? Took him. He imitated him so much. He had the character. And he was living in a very sinful society. And God took him. We think about, have you considered my servant Job? There he was, a man that hated sin, upright man. God got bragging rights on you. And he tells the devil, have you considered my servant Job? What about us? Can he say that about us? That he considered you, that he has bragging rights, that he could tell the devil, have you considered him or her? Or are we still pretending? We're thinking about some of the feats that we could do, that he said, the things that he said, Christ said that we can do the things that he did and more. And then we look at the story of Joshua, chapter 10, 13, where the sun stood still. And if we know anything about the solar system, we know that the sun doesn't move. What moves? The earth moves. The earth stood still because he prayed. His character and spirit was Christ, and he caused those things to happen. I feel that once we get it together, I'm going to come here to the third and L, it won't be nothing here. What happened to the church? Somebody prayed and moved them out, moved the church. They had that kind of faith. You can come up here, the church is gone. God said there's nothing that you cannot ask for that in Jesus' name he will not do for you, that his name might be glorified. Amen? And I think sometimes we settle for so little. So little. And he's willing to give so much. And yet the thing is, there will be no excuses in heaven. And what are some of the things that we want? Maybe it's, I want to put my child through church school. Ask in Jesus' name, amen, that he will provide. Maybe I need a husband. Ask in Jesus' name. Or maybe I need a wife. Ask in Jesus' name. Maybe I need to go back to school and graduate. Ask in Jesus' name. Maybe I need wisdom. Ask in Jesus' name. He said, I'm willing to give, but so few ask. They're pretending. And I think that some little bit here at Southside, we have been pretending a lot too long. Amen? And we are a church here that's supposed to spread this gospel of Jesus Christ. We come so content with the little that we have here, and the few people that we have in the church. Sometimes the church is not full, even on when it's not a holiday. And we just seem to be so content with that. The church ought to be full. The church, we need to be building new churches. Amen? That's what we need to be doing. But we have settled for so little. We've been pretending. And that we ought not be doing here at Southside. Amen? I think I've got it, and maybe some of you already had it, but just wasn't quite sharing it all with me, but I'm glad that I caught hold to it. But when Christ comes, they said the dead in Christ shall rise what? Those others that will be caught up are also the ones that are in Jesus' name. They don't have any sins. They don't have any blemishes. Amen? Well, you say, well, you know, that was Christ. But Christ also, he had a sinful what? Nature. But he yet did not do what? He did not sin. So there is no excuse for us sinning at all. None at all. And for all those millions, I say millions, that will be translated at that time, that will be caught up in the air with after the dead go up, then those which are alive and remain shall be caught up. I say there be millions of them that have gotten it. We as a people, we've been here almost 70, 80, 90 years here at Southside. The membership hasn't fluctuated much more than what we got now. We should have been building two or three different churches, black churches here in the community. We just haven't done it. We're pretending. I got mine. Let them get theirs, you know. But we're coming up on the nominating committee. And it's a shame that, you know, people have degrees and graduated from college. God is blessed and everything else. Can't hardly get them to do nothing in church. Nothing. God had blessed him with this and that. I just don't have time. I'm too busy. But he done gave you all that in order that his name might be what? Glorified. When are we going to return? When? And we don't have much time. I see the way the election's shaping up, and I said, my goodness, is it the end of time already? You don't know which way to go. I go this way, it's the worst. I go this way, it's just nothing. And I just say, certainly the time is nearing the end. When you come to this kind of conclusion that you're looking, you don't know which way, left or right. Both of them seem like a dead end. The thing is, we're slowly running out. And when they shall cry peace and what? Safety, what happens? I know they got it. They got somebody out there saying, I'm going to fix everything. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it right. Everything. When they cry peace and safety, sudden destruction is coming. We're living in tough times. We don't have much time down here. And we need to be doing all that we can. Amen? We should stop pretending to be Christ. And we, even though we tack it on in Jesus' name, but we need to be doing more than what we are actually doing. Amen? I don't know how many great things we think we could accomplish here. And I'm grateful for the crew that is taking charge of the remodeling. It especially when I had something what to do with some of this, you know, the design of the building, the layout of everything, the superintendent of the construction. I'm a part of it. It just when I see stuff like that happening, I get excited because it's being restored back the way it was at the beginning. And when I first saw the buildings in my mind anyway. And I kept drawing pictures, and the wife said, well, that's what you always want to do. Now, when you going to tell the church what it's going to look like? I don't know. And so that's the way it turned out. And I'm just so grateful for those who are contributing and to restore. And if we do this in whose name? Jesus' name, making sure that we got his character, things will come out okay, amen? Our tithes and our offerings, if we pay an honest tithe, a sacrificial offering, the indebtedness that the church think we have could melt away, amen? In Jesus' name. We're not pretending anymore. We're the real deal. And that's all that God wants from us. Amen? And I know, like I said, it just clicked. And as I was studying on this, in Jesus' name, and then as I began to look at the research it and see what's all involved, wow. It's more than just adding those words. My whole character has to change now. I got to make sure that when I'm praying now, that when I get ready to enter prayer or to close it out, and I got to put that in Jesus' name, or even before I start the prayer, Father, forgive me of my sins. Whatever, you know, I got to get it right. So that if I'm putting his name on it, I want it to be okay. Amen. And that's the way we should be about when we use in his name, that we're not pretending. It's not a common thing anymore. And so even to the point where you're blessing your food, you're asking for a traveling mercy, and then you just say, in Jesus' name, and sometimes you don't even know that you done said it. You done said it, so what? So much. It has no more meaning. But I want you to think about it every time you pray, that if I put that on there, do I have the character? I have the nature of Christ, so that the prayers will be answered. Amen? And that's where we should be. And I hope and pray that as we are here at Southside, that we will unify ourselves and become one and what we're doing. Amen? I know sometimes we ask you to come down, and few come down, some don't. That's not unity. It's either unity, we stay together and don't move, we're unified, or we come down, we all come down, and we're unified. But if you need special prayer, if you've been pretending, I just haven't had it quite together. And of course, I could have been the only one. I admit that. Maybe I was the only one that didn't have it together. But if you've been pretending and you really haven't had the character of Christ that you should have, why don't we make it right this morning? Amen? Make it right. Come down and let us talk to Father about it. Amen? And he's willing to listen to all the prayers, or to grant forgiveness of sin, to wipe the slate clean this morning. I want a new start in life. Whatever it is. And I just feel the need of the Father right now in my life, that I want to be better than I have been before. I'm just tired of pretending. I just want to be making sure that my life means something. And that it's just not no common thing anymore. I know that there are people that think that things are okay and just don't realize how off balance they really are spiritually. And here we can try to correct that this morning. Amen? That, Lord, we just want to do the best thing in our lives. We want to ask you for forgiveness of our sins and transgression. And whenever we put the phrase on a prayer, in Jesus' name, it means something. And that whatever we ask in his name, that his name might be glorified, he said, I will give it to you. Father in heaven, we come to you at this time, realizing that we have been pretending in our lives, even though our names have been on the books all these years, and yet somehow we're pretending. We just ask for your forgiveness of sin. We ask, dear Father, that the angel will erase all our sins in the books, and that this morning that they're clean and clear, that you promise to bury those sins and to remember them no more. And we just thank you and give you praise and give you honor. And for the duty and for the task that is yet before us, we're going to have to call upon you, because we know, dear Father, that we're going to have tough times and times of trouble coming before. And we know that we're going to have to offer up prayers, life-threatening though the situation might be. But with your assurance that you will be with us to the end, we ask, dear Father, that you will continue to bless us. We pray that here at Southside that this church might grow, that the repairs that the group is trying to accomplish to restore your house might take place. But more than that, we ask for expansion into the community, that we'll be starting little churches here and there, and that this work might grow. We just ask for your blessing upon us here this morning. And we ask it in Jesus' name. We pray and we thank thee. Amen.